messing with my head, won't let me get over you yet. It wants what it wants so much, it haunts me while I'm sleeping, dreaming. Can't get you out of this bed, craving your touch. Though it ain't good for us, it could care less, I bet. It don't have my best interest at heart, no.
You just heard a snippet of the new single Mind of Its Own by country trio New Moon Junction. Country's hottest new trio, New Moon Junction, consists of three successful Ontario artists, Brad Battle, Tamara Madeline, and Barbara Doran. Taking the talents for singing and songwriting and adding into the equation, multi-platinum award-winning producer Jeff Delziel and the team of Sharp Nine. You can understand why this new trio is being compared to hitmakers like Lady A and Little Big Town. Their tight harmonies and catchy lyrics are the perfect blend that make you want to sing along to their previous releases, like Real Good Kind of Thing and The Other Side of Goodbye, and their latest single prior to this one is Don't, and that one has done so well. Now the band is back and they have unveiled their single Mind of Its Own. Mind of Its Own showcases the trio's beautiful three-part harmonies in a song about continuing longing for something that we all know isn't good for us, but you know, we all do it and we stick to it. But we all can relate to that story. Here to talk about their new single and upcoming show is Barb Doran, Tamara Madeline, and Brad Battle. We're all here. It's great to have you guys. So good to have you back. So good to have you back.
Yes.
So much to talk about. There's some great stuff that's going on for you guys since I've had you on the show last. So you got some great news, Barb. Tell me about that.
So Tommy was one of our, I think he was like one of our legitimate first fans for New Moon Junction. You know, he was adding us to playlists. He was, he just was always like sharing our posts and liking our posts. So when we saw him at the CCMAs in Calgary, he was, you know, excited to meet us, and we're excited to meet him. And he's like, we need to talk when we get back to Toronto. We're all excited to have that conversation. So
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news.
I thought you were going to say, I thought Barb was going to say she was pregnant.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a surprise? Everybody be needing a drink after that one, right?
Probably, the alcoholic beverage I just consumed right now probably wasn't a good plan.
Well, I know it's not mine.
It's immaculate conception. That's the way it would be.
The only baby we have is song babies. That's it.
Song babies. That's it. Little song babies we're releasing to the world. Yes, we are. Now, what has it been like for you just finally being able to perform live last year and getting connected with Tamara and with Barb, just trying to get all that sound together and just get used to playing live?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm definitely at a point where, you know, I have the utmost confidence when we go on stage that everybody knows what they're going to do, and we're kind of getting used to, you know, how we interact with each other on stage. And I mean, I think we've become, you know, while Barb and I were friends and knew each other beforehand, I think we've all, you know, I would consider Barb and Tamara my family, and we get along great. I'm enjoying, it's great being on stage. It's nice not having to be up there by myself. And it's great that it sounds delicious when we're up there too.
It does. You guys have something really special. And what I love about your harmonies is because we can instantly tell it's you. We can tell that it's you guys every single time, whenever you guys release something. And that is something pretty special with the kind of the bands that have been coming out lately. And you're seeing a lot of trios coming up now. And it's just kind of nice to be able to see that you guys are just solidified your spot in Canadian country music. So that's got to be pretty cool about now.
Very cool.
Sure
that's
is.
That's a big thanks to Jeff Delziel too. He's an integral part in making us have that unique sound, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and keeps it interesting. You know, we never know what we're singing until we get to the studio, and then we just learn it on the spot, and then we try to do it justice live. So.
He's good at that.
Yeah, I know for sure. It was interesting because for the first little while, Kim, we were trying to like get the blend right. And now, you know, 2 years into these, like we're going into the second season. And so our performance needs to even get like tighter and tighter. So we spend a lot of hours together going through our vocal rehearsals and like trying to nail that real tight start and end to whatever bits we're singing, right? We break the song down even further now to try and like just get better at our craft. So it just gets more fun as you go too.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you think about it, it hasn't been that long either when it comes to playing live, right? In the studio, you guys have had a lot more of the practice end of it, but in working together, but playing live, it was just mostly last year, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy. Thank God we're all doing it now and getting out there and being able to listen to live music again and seeing you guys perform and being able to do the live interviews on the spot, which is awesome. I cannot wait to see you guys. I'm really hoping I can be out there for May.
Yay.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we would love to see you.
Yeah, I just had major surgery, so I'm just trying to, hopefully I'll be recouped enough that I can get out there and see you guys, which would be so cool. Really cool to be able to see that. Tamara, talk about you guys being solo artists. With you being a solo artist on your own, all of you, and all the experience that you've had, the great success in this music industry on your own, what has been the biggest lesson for you so far, the hardest thing pursuing this music career for you?
Well, I feel like all the experiences are some lesson. I don't know if I would say hardest, but the one that I felt was the most unexpected is that coming into this group, I had no expectations. I was, you know, out there pushing my own solo work, and I thought that this would just be a cool side project, get involved with, work on harmonies, collaborate with other people, and just generally get better as a songwriter. But it took off, and so I had to really quickly buckle up.
Just going, wait a second.
Absolutely. And so like, but I think that it's a challenge, but it's also the best part about being in a trio is that you are compromising all the time, and you're making space for each other's creativity all the time. And that formula doesn't always work, so we really work hard at it, all of us equally, to do that. And that's part of our theft, and that was a surprising part in this journey for me anyway.
That's pretty cool, because you're right there when it comes to being able to stand together instead of standing alone and accepting and respecting what each of you bring to the table and letting everybody shine at the same time. So yeah, that's really cool. That's great. What a great way to go into this trio. That's very cool. What about you, Brad? What has been the hardest thing pursuing your own personal career and then coming into the trio?
I think, I struggled with it a lot as a solo artist, and I think I still struggle with it being the three of us. It's just that what I struggle with is managing my own expectation. Like, I struggle with depression, and despite all the things that I try to do to curb, when we're getting ready to do something creative and release something that's, you know, we poured our hearts into, there's nobody that will love it as much as we will. And yet I still expect that everybody will. Okay. And there's always a come down from that, because it's not a realistic thing to think that everybody's just going to go gaga and say, oh my God, I love it just like as much as I love it. And that's a huge benefit, at least with the three of us together, is that, you know, I have somebody to tell I'm struggling. I'm having a hard time right now. And I have two other people that are like, no problem, you know, and they'll, you know, pick up the slack or keep me moving forward when I don't feel like it. And it's nice not having to do that by myself.
Well, too, in this business, right, when you're writing for the love of writing, we've talked about this many times, remembering that it's not about what radio thinks and it's not about what anybody else thinks. It's kind of, I don't know if you guys look at it the same way or not, but when you're releasing a song, you kind of have to let it go and do its thing.
Totally.
And move on.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that how you guys
think? Yeah. Totally. It's art, and it's subjective, and it's, we shouldn't be getting our value or self-worth from anybody in anything, you know, whether how we look in the mirror or how much people like our song. But I tell myself that. I've been telling myself that for years. I tell my kids that when they're doing stuff, you know, it's all about the effort and how proud you are of what you did. But the reality is those, for me, those whispers of all the other stuff that shouldn't matter creep in.
Same here. I think I can totally relate to that. I've never suffered from that before, but I think just going through some stuff, you know, personally in the last couple of years, it's, you know, it can be situational too, right? And
for sure.
Yeah, going through what I've been going through in my personal life, I think that, you know, it plays on you quite a bit. And it's hard to shut that off, especially when you have quiet time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the worst time is when you're, you know, sitting alone and you've got nothing better to do than tell yourself lies.
Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's very cool because it helps because there's so many people going through the same thing, right? In one way or another, whether it's personal or career-wise. And we can sometimes get in our own way, but just remembering to do what you guys do because you love to create music. And regardless to what anybody else thinks, you guys, so special what you guys do. Very special.
Thanks, Kim. We feel that too. Like we do. We get that. I mean, we feel it energetically when we're up there singing or when we're together and we're writing. But we really feed off of also just the reaction we get from so many people that come to a live show and their energy is so uplifting as well. So it's just such an incredible thing that we stumbled onto.
Did you ever think, Barb, that it was going to be this successful from the peers and the fans when you first had this idea? Because I said, you guys have all been so successful in your own careers. And then to turn around and have this idea and then get together with Tamara, you knew your voices blended well. And now with Brad, it's just such a perfect fit, all three of you. Brad's got such a unique voice.
Yeah,
really unique. And I loved his voice from day one. You've just been phenomenal, Brad. I don't think you get told that enough. But but you do. It's got a different tone to it. It's very unique. Very unique. And just the blend of all three of you together is just so, it's like butter. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I could have hoped, like, it's everything I hoped it would be, you know. So I mean, to kind of circle back to the other question, like for me being what I struggle with most as a solo artist is that most people probably don't know this, but I am the worst introvert ever. So put me up on stage in front of thousands of people and I'm not a shy person, but put me in a room full of people, my peers, and I'd much rather hide under a table. So
yeah, I get it.
So just having the support, like I love being part of this. I always love to sing harmony. So, and I've always, like, I've never felt that I needed to be the center of attention, you know? So I love the fact that we share leads. I love the fact that I get to sing harmony. Like that to me, like we all always switch who stands in the center. Again, like for me, it doesn't really matter. Like I stand in center, maybe if it's my hometown, but it doesn't bother me where I stand. Like I could stand in the audience and sing. It just doesn't matter. Like I just love being part of this group. But when it comes to, you know, being in public and public appearances, like I'm if someone comes up to talk to me, I'm the most friendly person you'll ever talk to, I think. But if I was to walk up to somebody else, like even someone I've written with, even more than once, if I see them in a crowded room, like I'm so shy to walk up to them because I feel like I'm bothering them. So
man, we got so much in common.
So it's a lot better to have, you know, like to be part of something and to walk into a room and not feel like you're by yourself and alone. So and then you know, I'm just so happy with, you know, everything that I hope this project will be, it is being. So
and then some. And then some, because the songs you guys have released so far have been so well received by radio as well as by the fans. And I know a lot of that was done through the pandemic, which was not easy, right? To have a start like that and then having to wait to start back up again, because it was really hard to stay connected, you know, to fans at that time. But now finally be able to get out there and release those songs again. And you're doing some recording for two of the songs, right? To some of the songs that you've released already. Is that the first two? Yes, I heard.
Yes. So we are excited about that. It's, you know, going to be part of our EP as well, which was kind of, you know, fitting that we would be having a new recording for that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I haven't heard them yet, but apparently, according to Jeff, they're sounding pretty fabulous.
That's what I've
heard them. I've heard them. I call them new, old, New Moon Junction.
That's perfect. Yep, that I cannot wait to hear them, because I know that Bill was telling me about them too. He was just saying that they sound phenomenal, so he's pretty excited too. So I know those two are excited, then you got something really, really good. You always have, but man, I just cannot wait to hear this. Your new song too is so cool. We're going to get to that. Tamara, tell us about when you talk about the recognition and seeing what radio thinks of your songs, okay, with your previous releases and looking at what the fans and the music industry look at it as well. Do you focus on what radio is putting out there when you're writing new music?
Well, yeah. I mean, the stakes just keep getting higher, right, Kim? So you have to at some point understand that it's incredibly fun what we do. And all of us in our solo careers for years, we've been putting miles on these roads because it's enjoyable. But we all recognize, especially at this stage of it, that we are part of the business. And so it's an investment that your fans make into you as well, that you're going to keep putting out quality product that is brand recognizable. And like you mentioned, when people hear our blend, they know it's New Moon Junction. Mm-hmm. So it's also a part of the song choices at this point, right? So we're busily trying to write, and we try to get together with different writers here in Ontario as well throughout the year. And then we've recently gone down to Nashville to continue that writing process. But ultimately, we're serving the song. So in the mix of all this, sometimes we'll get some Nashville pitches. And so we're always looking at which is going to be the best New Moon Junction single that we're going to put out next. Mm-hmm. And it's really just about the best song winning at this point, right?
Whatever you connect with, right? Like whatever connect with.
Mm-hmm. We're connecting with our own written songs, definitely. And then when we're listening to something that potentially could come from a publishing company, we're listening to it with that connection as well. So we're all like weighing in. It's like, this one feels like New Moon Junction. Mm-hmm. This one's ever, you know, when we come to consensus as to which one we think is the better song.
Nice. Yeah, because you got to be able to look at it and say, okay, can we deliver this and make it authentic to us, like to what you guys are and to your sound and the blend, because it's just a very unique tone. And I just absolutely love it. But yeah, when you're getting pitched like that, you got to be able to feel it to deliver it, right? It's just really important for that. Yeah. Brad, when it comes to writing music as solo artists and now working together, living in different parts of Ontario, obviously we know that Zoom now, people are kind of used to writing that way if they need to, and writing with somebody else that might be across the country. Has it been a challenge in the writes? And are you all writing together as songwriters for New Moon Junction, or does somebody write more often in the group, in the trio?
I think we're all always writing. So one thing that I think everybody could probably agree with is that there's a very, very small percentage of songs that you're hearing on the radio that were written by one person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a saying, great songs aren't written, they're rewritten. And so I think all of us are constantly writing, saving ideas, or throwing them in a, if we're really excited about it, we might throw it in a group chat as an audio file and say, hey, listen to this. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Barb might message back and go, oh, you know what, I have a great lyric that could go with this. And Tamara might say, I have a great melody. So I think the songs that we're writing, we're drawing on, you know, all of the ideas that we've accumulated up to that point, that happen to work with whatever idea we're working with. Mm-hmm. I personally very rarely, even if I'm like, oh, I love this song, I love this idea, I won't take it much farther than a verse and a chorus, because it's too hard. You know what I mean? Old habits die hard. And if you're singing a song and you've written it and you're hearing it, this is the way it is. And then, you know, Barb or Tamara have different ideas. It's hard to be open to that. And then even taking it into the studio with Jeff and him saying, you know what, I like this, but this part's got to move and this has got to change. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to do when you're like married to the idea. Mm-hmm. So it's usually just like, oh, that's a cool idea. I'm going to put it away until it's time for other people to help finish it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah. a lot of learning curve, you know, with all of this.
Huge learning curve. And I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes something that you think is an amazing chorus, you know, somebody else hears and they're like, oh, that's a great verse. And you're like, oh, I thought it was a really good chorus. And it's like, oh no. Yeah. So it's like
ever evolving.
It's really hard to judge yourself. Mm-hmm. The only thing I know for sure from playing live music and doing lots of cover songs and over the years is that you always know a good song when you play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels different. I mean, there's lots of times where our friends would come out and say, hey, do you still play this song? And I'm like, no, I don't play that song anymore because when I play it with all the other cover songs I play, it's not good. It feels, I know it's not a good song. I'm not playing it anymore. So it's hard to, like I said, it's your baby, right? Mm-hmm. It's like asking, you know, which one of my kids do I love the most? You know, I love them all. And I think they're all great. Now you go to ask a few other people and they might be like, well, I don't know about this one or this one doesn't act proper. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm. the same thing with songs. You love your idea and sometimes you love it. And then you get into a room with three other talented people and they're like, I don't know why you love it because it's not that good. It happens, right?
It does all the time. You hear everybody say that.
The only ego that can be in the room is the song. And
exactly. So,
and that's what I was kind of alluding to with my earlier statement about how the formula sort of works with us, because we really work at giving each other space, be able to come forward, and then we work around those ideas to the best of our ability to try to create something. And that's mm-hmm. not an easy thing to do, no. to be honest. We work really yeah. hard at that.
Well, they also say, too, like never to be afraid, like especially when you're going into rights or anything like that, to regardless to whatever you think the idea may be or not be, but to always say something because it sparks somebody else. And that's the whole point is, yep. you know, being able to work with one another and not solo.
Yep.
And yeah, very cool. Okay, very cool. That's why I thought I'd just ask some of these other questions about how you guys mm-hmm. are. Yeah, just something a little bit different. So Barb, with every artist, there's different styles of writing. And I know that we've talked about it before because you would always say, sad songs. Sad songs is what I'm gonna. Is it hard to write more fun songs or is it easier for you to dive into the deeper part of the lyric?
I'm okay with other people. It's just that when I'm by myself, I just, like Brad was saying, like old habits die hard. Like you revert to the same sort of chord progression, like just maybe on a different capo mm-hmm. or the same mood or the same tone. Now I have written a few up-tempos on my own that were still sad, hidden in a fast song, right? But mm-hmm. It's a struggle for me. I'm still like, and where I'm like, Brad's like, thinks all his babies are great. I think all my babies are shit. So half the time, I don't even put the idea forth because I know that, you know, maybe this idea is, you know, if I play it for my son or my husband, they're like, oh, that's a Barbara Lynn Doran song. So I don't even put them forward because it wouldn't work for us. Mm-hmm. Right. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm fine as long as I'm not writing by myself. Like I can, like we wrote with a bunch of people in Nashville and I've written with lots of other people throughout my career. And yeah, I can go with the flow, but once I'm in my own head, like it's a place that
it's like an ongoing diary in there, right? It's like that perspective.
Pretty much. Exactly. So yeah. And I hardly finish any, like, if I finish one of my own songs, to me, I feel like I've succeeded because lately I just don't do it. And I'm the type of person, especially when I'm writing by myself, that if I don't finish the song in one sitting where I'm like, okay, I've got all the lyrics, I've got the basic melody, I've got it all. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like this, if I don't finish it, it's not good. And then I'm like, I shelf
oh,
it.
Oh, really? In one day.
In one day.
Wow. Yeah, because normally sometimes it'll take obviously there's easy writes and then, you know, you can get into a room and it just clicks. Everybody can really get where, you know, you're going with something. But other times it can be a few weeks,
yeah,
you know, working on something.
Yeah, especially if it's something I've worked on myself. Like if I go back, sometimes like I'm trying to be better at going back to those ideas and kind of flex them out on my own. But yeah, like I'm, and I don't even want to say it's like a losing interest thing. It's just like, I feel like the mood is not the same, mm-hmm. you know, like I feel like you're writing something because, you know, maybe you've just gone through something and you're in a specific mood, and to try and go back and recapture that same mood that you, yeah. Like,
but the storyline, the storyline and the lyrics might fit another time, right?
True,
with somebody
true.
Else that you're sitting in a room with that might be going through something, and you're going, oh, wait, I was going through something like that. I had this great idea. And you just never know, right? You never know. Yeah. Very cool perspective listening to what you guys all go through when it comes to that. I can't imagine how much pressure there is, you know, going into a write. Tell us a little bit more about Nashville, Tamara.
It's awesome.
See, I knew it was going to come sooner or later. They'd just be, yep, that was going to fly out there. That's awesome.
It's just, it's a grand old time. That's all I can say about that. It's just great. Just blown in after a straight drive there. It's exciting. You can feel the buzz as soon as you get into Nashville. And normally I've only been down there a couple times to New Moon Junction, but we've got it set up for ourselves that we've got right scheduled a show. Mm-hmm. And then we leave ourselves a bit of like free room time, because to say, if we connect with someone that wasn't sort of scheduled, we have this ability to jump on another show or fill a couple more slots with rights that we mm-hmm. that were unexpected. And that's that spontaneity that you want on any road trip. But in this particular road trip, it was Chicken Pan South. So we had a whole contingency of Canadians down there.
Yes, we do.
We went down and we were singing karaoke, and we had a big bonding session together. So
who'd you get together with? Who were some of the...
Well, Cadence was down there.
Nice. So all the girls were down there, weren't they?
Yeah. No, it was just Cadence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We had Graham Scott Fleming, Nicole Ray, Taylor Ray, which was the first time I think we'd met her. Who else was there?
Dwayne was there.
We saw Dwayne.
Nice. He's always pretty cool.
I finally got to meet him. I was really, really, I was like, I know who you are. You're infamous now.
He is for everybody, right? Because we only know him as the voice, right?
So we were all shoved into this, like, I don't know, it was like a 10 by 10 room singing like karaoke songs. But the one that will forever go down was the musical theater one Cadence did. Like, I can't remember what it was called, but it was the best.
It was from Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh, yeah.
Joseph!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I lost my mind. Honestly, that took it for me. I was like, I can go to bed happy now. This was amazing.
That's awesome.
She is a trip, that girl.
Oh, I know she is. She's going to be on the show, I think, in the next couple weeks with their new single that's coming out. So she's just waiting until they get the green light, and then she's coming on. So I'm looking forward to that. I love catching up with her. She is just so much fun. All right, so tell me, Brad, a little bit about the style, okay, that you guys have, the kinds of songs and the lyrics that you look for, because it's always relatable, every single thing that you guys have put out. You know, people experience joy, they experience tragedy in their lives, and at some point, right? And then you guys get these ideas. Where does the inspiration come from? Is it personal stories, or, you know, stories that you hear?
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes it is. I think probably we're all three of us are very empathetic people. You know, I'm the type of person, you know, I remember when one of my cousins was going through a custody battle.
Right.
With his daughter. I was weighed down by it. It wasn't me going through it. It was him. And that caused me to write an entire song about that whole situation. So I love songs that make you feel something.
Yeah, just giving you that emotive.
We had a bunch of years in a row with country music where we had these nothing songs, I like to call them. They were songs that weren't about anything, and that's not my preferred thing to listen to. I love a song that like either breaks your heart or fills you up with joy.
Being able to have that emotive, that's inspiring when you're hearing somebody's personal story. So you draw inspiration from stories as well.
It's got to be relatable, right? If it may not be something that I've experienced myself, but I can put myself in those person's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's why relationships is a common topic, I think, that we write about. You know, the Mind of Its Own, the new single, I think that's another one that's like, kinda, you know,
mm-hmm.
we all identify, like, for me, you know, it wants what it wants. You know, I always joke that's like McDonald's or Harvey's for me, right? Like that's what I crave, right? And that's, even though I know it's not good for me, I want it, and somebody else may hear that song and think of somebody that they would like to have a relationship with, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a burger and fries. So
the barbecue.
Never thought of it that way, but there you go.
Yeah. For me, it's boots. And, you know, I have to say that Tamara on our Nashville trip, I have a little bit of boot envy because she bought the most stunning pair of boots. And she
that happened last time.
Yeah. Well, last time I bought, I think, well, we all bought boots.
One of you guys bought either was a pair of shoes or boots. I was pretty sure it was boots last time.
Boots, but this time she got the most stunning pair. And I'm like, girl, if you're not buying those, I'm going to swish my feet into them.
Brad's going, hang on. I'm not quite into that loop right now.
Yeah.
You know what? It was one of those things where I couldn't really talk myself out of it, but that was with Barb. So.
Too funny. Brad's going, I can't fit into them, girls. I just really can't. It's not going to suit me.
I had a lot of fun watching them shop.
Oh, so you're a good shopper. You're a good support shopper.
Oh, well, I, as good as I could be. I wandered away once and then messaged him and said, I'm across the street having a drink.
You guys have fun. I'll carry the bags. You just let me know when you're done, yeah. And I'll carry the bags.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So I've got a question for you. When it comes to singer-songwriters, do you feel the same and know when you're looking at a place that you guys have all been in your lives and, you know, as singer-songwriters, feeling it is really the only place for you when it comes to as a career? Did you guys all feel that you knew this was going to be what you wanted to do?
For me, it has been my whole life. Like, it has guided every good and dumb decision I've ever made.
It's all I ever wanted to do. Like, I, you know, from a very, very young age, like, I never thought of myself doing anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately and unfortunately, I got tangled up in our family business for a lot of years. And it just, you know, it eats up time and, you know, time I can't get back. But, you know, when you're speaking to people who have done full-time music for their whole career,
mm-hmm.
they're thinking, yeah, but I can't afford to record songs and I can't afford to do this. So
it's so
kind of
tough.
Like this massive, yeah, it's such a catch-22 because if you have a job and doing music, well, then you're not really in it full-time. But then if you don't have a secondary job, then you can't really afford to do anything. So
mm-hmm. You only can surf couches for so long and
and
sustain what you want to do when it comes to this business. And it's hard to take that leap of faith to say, I'm going to do this full time. And you got to have a lot of ducks in the row, you know, to be able to make that move and that leap of faith. But yeah, it's not easy. Not for anybody, especially after COVID.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, it took me a long, long time, and I've been out of a day job for just over a year. And I honestly don't know how I managed to keep up with the, and I probably didn't keep up very well with the music side of things while working, because I just couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Most people can't.
For me, it's been the only thing I ever, ever wanted to do. I just went to post-secondary school. Like, I went to university and college just really because everyone else did. And I thought, oh, I better go and do something. But I never used any of my education. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. You hear that quite often, right? You hear that quite often. And it's just like, it's nice to know that you always knew that this is what you wanted to do. And this mm-hmm. is what you always wanted to pursue. And a lot of people miss that boat, too. You know, they can be great writers and never even take that leap of faith to even try it. And so I'm glad you guys are doing it, because we are so grateful.
Thank you. We're having a ton of fun. It's no joke. Like, we are really having a good time.
That's the main thing. Mm-hmm.
Playing live is just such an incredible experience. It's, and we're so lucky to be able to do it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And
and we know we're onto something. Like, there's just, I don't know how but the powers that be got us together, and there's this really cool thing that's happening.
For everything.
People dig it, and like, we're just, as I said, we're really enjoying this ride.
Right time, right place. And you couldn't see that one coming, but you know what? Barb started something. And yeah, look what's happened.
Well, you know what? I kind of know things sometimes. Like, sometimes I just, and sometimes I know things I don't want to know, but sometimes I'm right. Sometimes I know things that are good, but sometimes I'm just like, you know, I probably wish I didn't know that, but I just know that. Mm. So one day I'll figure it all out.
She's going, I'll have it all down pat. So let's talk about the brand new single. And this one is such a great song. Now, again, you said you didn't write this one. This is one that was pitched to you guys. Tell me about what it was about the song for you, Barb, because I think you were the only one I hadn't heard from, and what this song meant to you and how you related to it.
So strangely enough, we had been pitched this song like earlier last year. Like, it was in one of the first groups of songs we received from Demolition, when we started looking for our next single. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that it didn't stand out to us, but I'm not really sure. We all liked it and said, yeah, we like that song, but we just never moved forward with it. It wasn't until it came back to us later on, I think in the late summer, where we were all kind of listening going, no, this is a really great song. I guess when we have, you know, again, like, we're trying to build on what we have, that we know that each song has to one-up the song before. So it's added pressure to make sure we choose something that we can connect with and that is going to move us ahead. So, but this song, again, we all connected with, I specifically connected with it because, you know, there's a lot of times in my life where, you know, my mind has led me in directions that I shouldn't have gone, you know, and even though, or my heart or whichever, but I just knew that I shouldn't have gone in a direction and I went there anyway. So I just immediately connected, and I'm a real big melody person, and the song had a fantastic melody, and it has some really, you know, some really great imagery in the song as well. So it has got a good lift, and so I'm all about, you know, I'm a geek when it comes to that kind of stuff. So this song checked off all the boxes for me personally. So.
Well, I think everybody can relate to this one. Now, I didn't see Brad's story coming to light for this one. We're attaching a burger to this one. I never would have, that never would have crossed my mind, but yes. But everybody's been through this position where we kind of follow something that we know is not going to work. We already have those gut feelings that it's not going to work, and then we do it anyway, and it's not good for us. We know all the heartache that you're going through, and then you still follow through. And it's almost like you're challenging yourself, you know, in some ways to try to say, you know, can I fix this? I don't know what it is. Why we do it.
Yeah.
No idea. But we do it.
Now, it's all part of the journey.
Exactly. And then we learn what we want next time, right? So there's always an upside to every downside, at least as far as I'm concerned. I'm always looking for the other way around. What was it like working with the incredible team that you have? That makes all the difference in the world. And we talked a little bit about the multi-platinum award-winning producer, Jeff Dalziel, because he's like so darn good. What has it been like to work with him on this particular song, Brad?
You know, I've worked with Jeff now three times in getting to sit down and record. And I think Jeff, you know, completely understands the most important things about a great song in that it's the composition. And like, you know, we were just recording vocals for some other stuff, and you know, he'd always joke and say, you know, it's not like we're not gonna hear it for forever. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh wait, we are. So then let's take the time and get it right.
Good point.
And, you know, I've sung with a lot of different producers, and you know, it takes the longest time with Jeff to record vocals, but it's also one of the most important parts of the process. And so why not take your time, get it right, and don't rush it. And, you know, it's so easy to say, we'll fix it in post. Or, you know, I've recorded with producers where they say, sing one chorus and we'll just, they call it flying the chorus, right? They'll just put the same chorus in every time it hits the chorus. It's the same thing. And Jeff doesn't, he doesn't do that. He serves the song, and he's great to hang out with. And that's, I think, a huge key too, you know, same as writing is with recording, is you have to have fun while you're doing it. And you have to enjoy the people that you're doing it with. And, you know, sometimes you write with somebody and you don't write a great song, but man, it was a blast hanging out with them. And so you want to write with them and you want to write with them again. You make time to do that again. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Jeff is super smart when it comes to music, but he's also, you know, a very well-rounded person. You know, there's no topic that we can't have a discussion about. And so, yeah, I love the way Jeff makes me feel in the studio, like, you know, that I'm not sucking. And, you know, it's key to have confidence when you're doing something, right? So, mm-hmm. he knows when to give you a break. If he even senses that maybe you're getting a little frustrated with a part, he's like, he'll make an excuse of why he needs to take a break.
Okay.
Right. So, I want to go have a cigarette, or I need to
reverse psychology.
Yeah. And then you come back to it, and yeah, so I really enjoy working with Jeff.
He's pretty cool. Everybody that has been on the show absolutely love working with him, because the end result, and there's a reason why, because when you look at so many of the other producers that may not take that time with anyone, they'll go, yeah, it sounds good, you know, let's go with it. And it's Jeff's going to do it to perfection. He's going to make sure that you can hit the notes that he knows you can, and he works with you. And that's what I love about him. Everybody says the same thing. That's the reason why he's platinum award winning.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's not a ton of platinum award winning.
Nope.
producers, especially in this day and age of streaming, you know, the number of streams you have to go platinum
is crazy. Yeah.
And so it's a huge feat, and he's does it. You know, he did it last year.
Yeah, he just got another one too, didn't he?
What he just got another one.
Yeah.
It was Shot of Glory.
Yeah, with, yeah.
Washboard Union, the Jeff Dalziel mix, or what the Dalziel mix, I think they call it.
They're going to name it after Diesel him. Mix. That's right.
They probably will.
I think so. Yeah, he's going to have it named after him. Yeah.
I think that's what it is on iTunes. It says Shot of Glory Diesel Mix or something like
that.
Oh,
does
it? Okay, gotcha.
Very cool. I was going to say, it's got to be coming soon. He's just so good at what he does, and you hear everybody saying it, so I figured they got to be naming it after him sooner or later, right?
Yeah. The next song we're putting out is just going to be called the Dalziel Song.
The Dalziel Song. He'll like that. Is he going to play drums on it? You never know.
I think it's actually going to be a drum solo.
with a few little samples of "You Don't Suck Too Bad" and all these little things.
Yeah, "You Don't Suck Too Bad."
He's like antidotes for life.
Yeah. He's so funny. He is so funny. I know that I keep hearing about the comedy all the time that goes on in there. So yeah,
we have a funny team, Kim. We honestly do. Like, we've got a great ensemble team, and they all are great characters in our story.
Is that when Bill comes into the room and Jeff's in the room? And
oh my God, Bill yeah. cracks me up. Like, he is like honestly become one of my most favorite people. He tells you like it is, but mm-hmm. he does it, and even if it's the worst news ever, he still makes you laugh, right? So he's just
so true. I know he keeps saying we got to wait to put, because I was going to bring Jeff on the show and Bill on the show.
Yeah.
We were supposed to do it in the fall, and he goes, "No, I think we should wait." And he keeps saying, "We'll wait." It's like, no, I'm not going to give him a choice.
No,
I'm
going
to have
don't.
To do it this fall. Yeah, going to have to do it for sure. All right, we're going to play this one right now. Here is the new single, "Mind of Its Own" by country trio New Moon Junction, here on Music's Journey.
Interest at heart. No, my heart's got a mind of its own.
That was the new single, Mind of Its Own, by my very special guest, country trio, New Moon Junction. Don't forget you can download Mind of Its Own on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist and you can share it. You can also request it at your favorite local country radio station. Such an incredible song for you guys. Undeniable. When it comes to your voices and your harmonies. Really nice. Brad, I'm telling you, I don't know what else to say to you, but your voice, I always loved it before, but this is just something really special with the three of you together. Really special.
You just send me your PayPal later and I will, I'll transfer you that $50 that I
would give you. Oh, no.
What can I say? Okay, so Barb, you've got a show coming up. You got May 4th, and that's going to be at the Dakota Tavern. You guys were already there earlier, right, in April?
No, we've never played there. So that I've always wanted to play there. I think it's got a really cool vibe to the room. Nice. I've actually never even been in the room, but it looks fantastic in the pictures, like really, you know, the lighting and stuff. So I'm really looking forward to playing there. And I've heard a lot of great things about the venue. So it'll be a great show. It was a little more last minute for us. I usually like to have things like at least 2 months in advance planned so that we can make sure we promote it properly. But we're kind of throwing caution to the wind with this one and hoping that we're going to have a full house. So.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that's the one I'm going to be at. So so I'm going to be bringing somebody along with me. So we've got it in the calendar to go. So if I'm clear to go, I'll be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We will put you plus one on the guest list for sure.
Perfect. That's awesome. Yeah. Now, what time does the show start?
It's going to start at 6:30 and we are at 7.
Okay.
And there's at that venue they have a late show, which I didn't want to do. So we have to be all cleared out by 9. So it won't be a very long evening.
Okay.
So so.
Well, you guys also have Hagersville, the rock music festival on July 14th. Yes. Is that the Friday you guys are playing?
Yep.
Awesome. So you just never know if one or the other.
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be a really good one too. That's a great festival. Really good festival. It's been a long time since I've been to that.
We're really looking forward to that.
Mm. Have you got any other dates, Tamara? Or is that the two right now? Because I went to look on the website, so if fans want to take a look to see where you guys are playing, I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff in the pipeline, but again, we're not going to post it until it's confirmed.
Okay.
And but yeah, stay tuned because the calendar will be getting updated all the time now coming into the summer and festival season.
Nice. And Jeff's going to be sitting in the background there and making everybody nervous. Yep.
I don't know. He lives so far away now. It's quite a trek for him to come. And
so you guys are clear.
For now.
You guys are clear. All right. Do you guys have some time for, do you guys have other music that's coming up? We know we have the other songs that you guys are going to be releasing, right? The old songs that are new that are going to be coming up. New. And those are going to be released this summer, right?
I'm not sure when we're going to put them out, but we are definitely starting to think of our next single. We wrote some really cool ones in Nashville, as well as we were pitched some really cool ones by a really cool person.
Drop the hint. drop. Come on, drop.
Go for it, Brad. You can drop the hint.
Come on.
We wrote with a gentleman by the name of Frank Myers.
Nice. I know Frank well.
Yeah. So Frank, for your listeners, wrote, I'm Already so There by Lone Star and
I Swear.
Mm-hmm. I Swear and Front Porch Looking In. He's written so many great songs. We wrote with him at BMI when we were in Nashville. We wrote a tune that he was super excited about. And then he pitched us a few after. And they were all, that guy's just a hit machine.
He's so good. Right. I did an interview with him a couple of years ago and he was just so much fun. I played all of his hits. And it was just so much fun. There's so many. I don't think people realize how much he has written and some of those amazing songs. Yeah.
And he's a goofy, I had written with Frank before, but it was his first time meeting Barb and Tamara. And when we were leaving, he was like a traditional Southern guy, wanted to give the girls a kiss on the cheek. And then of course he looked at me like I was maybe being left out, and so, you know, he grabbed me and gave me a big kiss as well. So
you gotta watch it. The girls are gonna put you in those cowboy boots that they bought too. So you just never know.
He tried him, but he went for a beer across the street. Instead. I'm out of here.
He goes, I'm not hanging around for this.
I was gonna say these lips aren't made just for singing. There we go.
Well, we love you to death, all three of you. I got a couple questions, if we can fire them off at you guys, if that's all right. Okay, sure. Brad first. Yes. Favorite thing to do in the summer?
Probably spend time with my kids. I coach my daughter's soccer team, and I spend a lot of time at the ice with my son. He usually plays summer hockey as well. So, yeah, just getting to spend some time with the family. I still play a lot of acoustic gigs to make money on the side, so there's a lot of time between that and Newman Junction if I'm not around. So when I have a chance to do nothing with them, that is like my favorite thing to do.
Nice. What about you, Tamara?
Well, hanging out with the family at my mom's pool and barbecuing.
Barbecuing. Yeah. What's your favorite barbecue? What's your favorite thing to barbecue?
I like chicken wings and chicken breast with like a lovely barbecue sauce on the grill.
Okay, so what about you, Barb?
Horses? Well, I just love, I don't horse anymore because my body won't allow it. So that I had to retire a few years ago. But summertime, I just love not being cold. But I hate the air conditioning. I love playing outside, like any of the live shows and the live stages that we get to play on in the summer. Always great. You know, boots are all season, in my opinion. I have no summer shoes, so... it's nice to
see these boots now. I gotta see these boots.
It's nice to be able to pair like my summer outfits with different boots that you can see and I literally wear my Canada Goose jacket from May till like, no, not May. I started in October and I still had it on today. Nice. So when I get to put that coat away for the season is the best time ever.
That's the time where you say, okay, we're finally here.
Yes, we have arrived. Yeah.
Okay, so I know I don't need to ask you this one, Barb. I was going to say cowboy hat or cowboy boots. I know boots are for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about you, Brad?
I am a boot wearer for most of the year. I enjoy wearing my boots. They're like slippers to me.
Mm-hmm. I think when you get them nicely worn in, right? They're perfect.
Yes.
Absolutely. Tamara, boots?
Oh, boots, 100%.
I figured that much. Okay, so favorite campfire song, Brad?
Probably Brian Wilson by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, okay. Very cool. What about you, Tamara?
Sing traditional songs like Take Me Home and like just anything. I love like sitting around playing Fleetwood Mac songs with my friends. Mm. Anything Stevie Nicks, because usually there's like six girls and we're howling at the moon at a campsite.
I gotta be at one of those.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, they sound like it, especially when it's Stevie Nicks involved. I'm there. Okay.
Yep.
What about you, Barb?
Well, Kim, you need to know that I'm not a camper. So it's a big joke in my family that my favorite place to camp is at the Howard Johnson. So
you don't sit around at nighttime, anytime in a backyard with a fire going.
With many blankets and
guitar?
Never a guitar. I'm usually too cold.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not a camping family. I've been a few times and it usually results in we book three nights and we're lucky we make it through one.
Gotcha. I understand. I love camping, so I'm a camp girl, so I'm
and I love the outdoors. Mm-hmm. I just don't like sleeping in the outdoors. And the one time my husband actually got me to make it past one night. I spent the whole night going, oh my God, did you hear that? Oh my God, did you hear that? Oh my God, there's a skunk. Oh my God, there's a bear. He's like, are you ever going to sleep? I'm like, no. And now I got to pee. And
you
then
do
I'm
it
like...
on purpose. You do it on purpose so he'll take you to a hotel. I'm getting it. I'm understanding now.
Yeah. So that's my version of camping.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. So favorite song on the radio, Tamara?
Basically anything Morgan Wallen put out, because he just put out a whole bunch of them. So take your pick.
Entire huge album of songs. Everybody's saying that. Yeah, I'm a huge fan too. Absolutely. What about you, Brad?
You know what? My favorite one right now, and I've talked to her about it because I'm a sap, and I find that I get teary-eyed every time I hear the song, is Genevieve Fisher's Thank You Music.
Oh, nice. Yeah, great song. Yeah, Such a great song.
From an acoustic gig in Oakville, and it came on the radio, and I was like, I was in tears. It was the first time I had heard it. And I'm like, messaged her. I was like, thanks. I'm gonna like get into a car accident because I can't keep the road right now.
She would have loved to have heard that, or not that part. Sorry, let me take that back.
Yeah, yeah. But I find every time I hear it, it just it hits me in the feels. I think there's a lot of that song that I can relate to.
It's nice when a song can move you like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty special. It sticks with you. It really sticks with you. What about you, Barb?
I'm a Bailey Zimmerman fan. Like, I know.
I've heard that this week already. Everybody's loving him.
Mm-hmm. I know. And we actually got to see him live out in Calgary, and it was his first time ever coming to Canada. And I thought he did great. And I hadn't heard of him, but it was really funny because we had, three of us at least, hadn't really heard of him, but everyone in the audience knew the song. So
teenage like, girls. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But teenage girls love him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's got something pretty cool going on. Yeah.
Everybody that I've talked to, the teenage girls here in Canada, everybody puts him at the top of the list besides Morgan Wallen. Those two.
Yeah. And I do them. And I really do love Josh Ross as well. He's you know, we saw him out in Calgary too, and the first time I ever heard that one single of his, I was just like, oh my God, the guy's voice is insane. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we got a lot of great stuff and on the radio and hearing our Pickering native there's version of, what's the song, the Second Guessing? Griffin Palmer.
Oh, yes.
I love that tune too. Like, there's a lot of great stuff out there right now.
Yeah, they're really good. Really good mm-hmm. songs. We've got a lot of great Canadian artists too. Oh, man.
We sure do.
And they're making such a name for themselves over the border. So it's mm-hmm. just so cool. And in Australia. So everybody's doing so mm-hmm. good. Yeah, we got a lot of them. But we're so proud of you guys. It's so great to have you on the show. And I love having you guys here. It's so great to have you guys on the show. So look forward to it.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
All right. You guys have a great night. Have a great night. And thank you guys so much for spending some time. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
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 A great big thank you to my very special guest, Country Trio and New Moon Junction, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows lined up for you. I'm going to be interviewing Jason Benoit, Shantaya, Mike Whitehouse, Jake Hoot, winner of The Voice, is back with another special song. I've got The Heels, David James, Brittany Cannell, Runaway Angel, Rock Icons, Lighthouse, Rock Icons, The Stampeders, Ty Wilson, Rock Band, Harm and Ease are going to be here. We've got The Prairie States, Dan Davidson, Annika, Smoke and Ashes. We've also got Pete Esperance. That's going to be really cool. We've got Aaron Allen, Billy Raphael, Faber Drive, Augusta Ray, Rock Band, The Commoners. We've also got Elise Saunders, Katie Hertz back from the UK. We've got Abby Stewart and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into the Music's Journey show, and have yourselves a wonderful evening. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.